in the overtime. They didn't have to shoot too many times, 2 for 4, because they were basically put to the charity stripe, making every free throw, it seemed. So a grand total was 20 field goal makes out of 46 attempts, 43%. 43% against, 36%. That means you win.
I would say so. We have a final on the Humvee score. They beat Lakers 76-52 tonight. So looks like Harbor Beach got back. They lost to Marlette on Saturday in Harbor Beach, which gave Ubley a share of the lead right there and a share of the title. Now they're back tied atop the Greater Thumbies. And, well, Ubley's done with the regular season. Harbor Beach needs to beat Mayville on Wednesday to complete their season and to share part of the title in the Heat.
So the Wildcats of Mayville get to play spoiler? Well, we rather doubt it, but, you know, that is the position they're in. I think it's fitting, Clark, that the two best teams in the in this league, you know, as far as, you know, the East is concerned of the degree of Thumb Conference, it's just fitting that they did share some. Both had their ups and downs this year. Both had opportunities. And, let's face it, Brown City came in here and they played the spoiler like Marlette came in and played the spoiler at Harbor Beach on Saturday. That's the ups and downs and the thrills and spills of high school basketball.
That says it all. And I mean, the season is not over for any of these teams. We have tournament play next week in the Cats. Well, the first game is at a host site, but then Wednesday and Friday, the semifinals and finals take place in Cass City for a majority of these teams, with the exception of Brown City. So it's going to be a great time. I'm excited.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Later on this week, there's more championship basketball that's going to be played over at Reese.
Absolutely. In the West, Reese and USA are each tied at 9-1 in the West. That one will be going down in Reese on Wednesday or today's.
Well, today, Tuesday. Tuesday, so that'd be
so Thursday. Excuse me.
And
Thursday,
that kind of depends upon how Reese did with Bay City All Saints today and how USA did with Vassar.
It's going to be fun. So, folks, we will see you again next week in tournament play. It is, well, a little bit, it's March Madness, I guess. So it will be March 5th by that point. Thank you for listening tonight. I'm Clark Ramsey, your producer and play-by-play host tonight. John Mooney, color commentary. We'll be back Monday. USA at Harbor Beach. Ryan Brown, sideline reporter, will be joining us back up for all the tournaments on the rest of the way for this journey in high school basketball. Thank you for listening to 102.1 FM. We will have election results for you coming up next on the station that rocks the docks, shakes the lakes, reaches the beaches, and dare I say, rattles the cattle. It's 102.1 FM, WLEW. So long. We'll see you Monday.